who we are and the value that we offer. What is that brand message? What is that brand voice? And obviously we had to do that individually as a person, what that meant for our business. And then how does that reflect onto a podcast where Matt and I are both combining our skills to provide value to you guys? We're Tim and Matt, and this is Ambience, a podcast that dives deep into the highs and lows of weddings and creative business.
We're pulling back the curtain on the wedding industry to help inspire, motivate, and be your guide when it comes to creating the perfect wedding experience.
Matt, it is good to see your face, my friend. How are you?
What is going on, mate? It's been a hot minute since we sat down and had a bit of a chit-chat about what is happening in the world of Matt and Tim. I'll tell you that much. There has been a heck of a lot going on the last couple of months since we had an unannounced hiatus, and we're going to let you all know today what we have been up to, because it's exciting.
I think, first of all, we do want to apologize, and Matt and I definitely don't do things by halves, and we obviously run our own businesses individually. We really wanted to focus on providing as much quality as possible, but we really wanted to showcase and be proud of the work that we were doing, and there was a couple of things that meant we needed to take a little bit of a step back from the podcast. But I'm glad it was, because it means that we could actually recalibrate and come back better than ever, because we have got some juicy, juicy news, man. I'm so excited.
if you haven't realized, I suppose, already by the name of our podcast, we have completely revamped it. We have changed absolutely everything from top to bottom in terms of what we are doing. We did a full rebrand, a full name change as well on the podcast. And today we're just going to dive into why we changed our name from Make It Epic Wedding Podcast to Ambience the Wedding Podcast.
And look, I think it was something that deep down, you know, we kind of felt a little bit of a disconnection with the naming. And look, let's be honest, we did this as really just a bit of fun. There was no thought process. We're like, hey, should we start a podcast? And you were like, yep, let's do it. And then we did it. And then
we came up with a name overnight. We were like, oh, we like champagne and we like this and we like that and we like to do cool stuff. And next minute, Make It Epic was born. And it was, I would say, semi-rushed at the time. We didn't probably put a whole lot of thought process into, you know, what Make It Epic was and then what it then therefore did to our individual personal brands, meaning Matt Ashton Photography and Above Below Visuals. You know, for us, I suppose, it's something that we, as Tim alluded to before and mentioned, that we probably weren't that proud of. I found myself not even wanting to share some of the content on my own personal, you know, Matt Ashton Photography Instagram page.
Yeah, well, look, when you think about it, we started Make It Epic. We started the podcast really as a way to, you know, showcase and share the value for the passion that we both had within this industry. And it was an outlet for us to do that. Did we ever think that we would ever get to the point of where we did? Hell no.
No.
Not
I remember the first episode, we were like, oh man, we probably shouldn't do this anymore. Like, that'll do. You know, and then I think the thing is, we got 60 plus episodes deep with the original branding of Make It Epic. And then I feel like at both of our businesses personally, and I think over the coming weeks and months, we're going to dive a lot more into probably our personal brands too, which we never did when we were under Make It Epic. But we're, you know, like, I think both personally with our businesses, we felt that we were getting pulled into a different direction to what Make It Epic was. And I think it got to a point one day where we both were just like, we had this conversation with a few different people and then also with each other. And we were just like, we just weren't feeling the name and the brand and the colors and all of that that comes associated with the brand. It was just a disconnect there for sure. And we weren't proud or excited by, I guess, putting more content out underneath that brand.
Well, it just wasn't representing us, and I think us as individuals and business owners on the trajectory that we were on. Like, it wasn't necessarily growing with us. And it's not to say, you know, that we hated the branding or the brand colors. We just think it was a misrepresentation of us. that I think that was purely it. So as you can tell, Matt and I put a lot of effort into the new branding. We really had, I suppose, gone through that process and a really deep think into what does this podcast mean for us? Where do we want to go? Where do we want to take this? And, you know, we did realize that we want to continue providing as much value as possible. We want to make sure that, you know, we're excited by what we're doing. We're excited by the work that we're doing and the people and community that we are building. And we just wanted to make sure it's representative of us as people and it's actually aligned with us and our businesses as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think that a lot of the content we were putting out obviously like has our name to it. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, like there was just times where we were like, oh, this is amazing, but how does this, what does this look like for Managed Photography, or what does this look like for Tim's business? You know, and I think at the end of the day for us, if we weren't excited by that, it was really hard to continue to show up because a podcast isn't that easy to do and run. And I think the last few months we've really realize, I suppose, how important it is for us to make sure that everything we are doing is pushing the podcast, pushing ourselves into the direction we want to go in, and into the direction and the type of people and business owners that we want to be. And I don't think we realistically thought about that when we first started Make It Epic. I remember we were just like, let's talk about weddings because two blokes know nothing about weddings. And then all of a sudden we're like, actually, we know a lot about weddings, and actually, we really love talking about weddings, and actually, we know a lot that it can really be beneficial for a lot of people out there. And we wanted to make sure that we're, I guess, putting the information out there and helping you guys either grow your business or plan the most amazing wedding possible.
And would you say that, you know, over the course of the last year, year and a half, that like Matt Ashton as a person has evolved, and that evolution has kind of, you know, had a flow and effect to your business, and therefore, you know, an extension of the business, which is your podcast?
Oh, 100%. Like, and I think like, just to give an example, like I am rebranding at the moment as well and redoing my website, and I only did that a year ago. And like we can tell everybody, we know that Tim, you are doing the same thing. So there's things happening in both of our personal brands that I think we've just grown over the last year, and it's a good thing. Like I think all the stuff we've probably chatted about may be sounding negative, but I just want to reiterate that it's an awesome thing. Like we're both super excited by what we're doing now. And like, not that we weren't before, but we're even more pumped and excited for the future of what Ambience the Wedding Podcast will be.
So we hope you can come on this journey with us. We would love to have you. We really do hope that we can continue to build a community and thrive in this industry, because at the end of the day, Matt and I really do love talking about weddings and people and community and fashion and just every aspect about weddings. We want you to, you know, plan your most amazing wedding. We want you to have the most amazing experience. We feel like there's some value that we can provide in your journey in planning your wedding, but also for those that actually have a wedding or a wedding vendor or have a business that want to learn aspects about how they can improve their business to improve their client experience, how to improve the value that they offer, and ultimately have a more aligned life and live a lifestyle that's aligned with who they are as a person, individual, as a family, as an entrepreneur. So come this journey with us. We would love to have you.
I definitely think, yeah, like probably just touching on what Tim just kind of said, the plan is definitely to try and do some more business focused stuff as well. So we really want to make sure that we're like, you know, at least once a month trying to do something that is going to really help business owners out there to improve their business in whatever aspect that may be. We also want to make sure that we're getting like guests on that are going to be really beneficial for you guys if you are planning a wedding, getting past couples on. We've got some exciting people in the kind of like,
I wasn't gonna drop bombs, mate. I was gonna.
Yeah, let's drop bombs. I know. I just feel like I don't know. I'm a bit, now I'm like, let's drop bombs. So anyway, so let's drop all bombs. let's talk quickly, and maybe, which we haven't yet. Let's talk about why we changed from Make It Epic as a name to Ambience, and where Ambience the Wedding Podcast came from.
I might go, just keep rolling with it for a minute, if that's okay. I feel like because I had to sell the name to Tim a little bit when we first started, I feel like, so I'm just going to keep selling it. I'm creating my own questions and answering. Maybe we should just do an episode solo.
You just keep digging. You just keep digging your hole.
We're back to it. Look at this guy. It's been a while, and we're back to digging our own holes. Anyway, I just want to say that, like, for me, I felt like when I thought about Make It Epic, I was like, sometimes I felt like we just needed to elevate the brand. We needed to elevate the podcast just that little bit more, and kind of take it out of, like, not everybody could resonate with the word epic. Not everybody thought their wedding was going to be epic, right? And the word epic is different for everybody, but I felt like it was a hard time explaining what the word epic meant to
be. Yeah. So, sorry to interrupt, but we did have to continually try and explain, you know, what did epic mean? And by the meaning of, you know, make it epic is, you know, make it enjoyable, make it, you know, make it an experience that means a lot to you, an experience that brings you joy. And I feel like it got a little bit lost in translation.
Yeah.
But then, like, us back then, I feel like, you know,
we're about that. We were getting a bit wild.
Exactly. Like, it for us, it was representative of us at that time. So yeah. It's not to say that it was wrong. I just think, you know, for We've us grown. Individually, we have grown. You know, we have evolved. You know, we've gone through a lot of growth in this period. We've learned a lot. And branding is just something that, you know, we both love. So we took it upon ourselves to continue on this journey of branding. And, you know, branding is almost in a way a type of rebirth of your business as well. It's to not just attract certain people, certain clients, but it's to share your message, like, of the world and the value that you do offer. So, you know, as we move forward, like, for us, it's really connecting with those people who really, you know, want to listen to what we have to say.
Absolutely. And I think, like, the reason and how we got to ambience and the word ambience and the reason why we've used ambience as a podcast, and I just made sure that I got the right terminology. When I was we were Googling a whole bunch of different words and we were looking around for something that we resonated with, and I was using the word, like, epic, and I was typing it in trying to find, like, different translations of epic, and then the word ambience popped up, and I just love the meaning of it, which was the character and atmosphere of a place. And I felt like for a wedding, that is perfect. Like, if you can create the right ambience, the right atmosphere, like, if the day itself is the right feeling for who you are as a couple, or if you're a vendor and you're creating a feeling for somebody, it resonates, that meaning resonates with both couples and creatives. And for me, I love that.
And yeah, look, I think, like, cause it's a word that can be, you know, it has a meaning, right? It has a softer tone. And I didn't want that to get mistaken with, you know, us moving towards a, you know, like a softer voice, essentially. But when you say it like that, like, ambience is creating an atmosphere. And, like, that really resonates with me, because that is what we have always done. And that is what we have always strived for, to create an atmosphere within our work where our couples, our clients can feel so comfortable that they are in their own presence. They're in their own level of ambience. So I really love it, man. Well done. Look, I don't say this too often, but good on you, mate. I'm proud of you.
And that's the end of the season, end of ambience. We're done.
Boom.
Shut up, shop. Life goals ticked right there. But look, I definitely think that for us, as we said, we definitely wanted to still make sure that there was a different level of, like, fun to things. There was still, like, you know, a romantic side of things. And I think for us, we've always gone, oh, we're just two blokes. We don't really know what we're talking about. And we needed to change that tone of voice too, of, like, you know, the way that we're going about things as well. Like, because I 100% promise you, if we're at your wedding and we were working with you, there's definitely a level of romance coming from us pushing you guys into a direction of that, if that's what you want, you know. And we're definitely encouraging you into something that's not just, I suppose, what most people from the outside looking in would perceive as epic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it's along, like, our journey of transformation. I think we're really becoming, you know, very like, passionate and familiar with who we are. And I think we're very accepting that we are two creative blokes that love weddings. We love to create an experience. We love to create an atmosphere for our couples. And at the end of the day, we love providing a service, you for photo, myself for video, that extends so far beyond just the product that it leaves a lasting impression. It leaves a legacy. It, you know, the work that we do, you know, is appreciated in generations. And that's, I don't think that's anything to take lightly. It really isn't. And, you know, I think maybe when we dive into a little bit more like on my story, but in the last 2 months, you know, I've lost two people. I went to two funerals in the same week, one day after each other. And that was tough, man. That was really, really tough just to kind of go through that process.
He's getting himself all emotional. Timmy boy's throwing some bombs on himself right now. But, you know, like, and I think this is the thing, right? Like, when it comes to like what we do, and like, I don't think we show sometimes, especially when we'll do a Make It Epic and like even potentially our own personal brands, we don't show our passion sometimes enough. And, you know, things that happen to us and have happened to us in good or bad have shaped us to potentially where we are today and to potentially the reason why we weren't feeling as resonated with Make It Epic and how Ambience has come to fruition a bit more. Fruition. That was not a way to say that. Fruition. Yeah. But so, yeah, like, so I definitely think that, like, you know, like, it's okay for us to show emotion. It's okay for us to be proud of what we're doing and the way we're going about things. And like, I was going to ask you the question of like, what are you most excited for now that we've changed from Make It Epic into a new era of Ambience, the wedding podcast?
I think what I'm most excited for is the fact that, you know, myself as a person, my business and the podcast is aligned in the same direction. And that I'm so like heavily like passionate about each aspect of those threads that it just feels right. And I think it's so connected, you know, and one of my values is really connection. So I think deep down we knew it was the right thing to do. I didn't think we probably had the confidence a year ago to be able to make such a significant change. And like, let's be honest, we're, you know, our business is our livelihood. You know, we feed our families with our business and we're making some very significant changes with it. And we're making it all at the same time.
Yeah, all three. Or like, we kind of say our three businesses or two businesses, like, you know, we kind of like, I've got mine, Tim's got his, and then this is like a joint one for us. And yeah, we're dropping bombs everywhere. We're changing things up. And I don't know if I've been this excited for what we're doing until now. And I can even hear it in your voice and, you know, the way that you talk about it. Like, yes, there's been a lot of things happening for both of us over the last few months. And the next few months are going to be huge for both of us. There's a lot of changes happening personally in our businesses. And I like I said earlier, me and Tim are, we've never used this platform to kind of like talk about ourselves that much personally. And I think that's something that we both probably have been really excited by. I suppose probably some of that even, I'm just going to talk about what we did last week, Tim, because this might shed some light for all of you out there. If you're listening, especially from a business perspective of why we're so excited about talking about like our personal stories, our personal brands, and why we wanted to align Ambience, the wedding podcast, with Matt Asher Photography and with Tim's business too, is because like last week we had been talking about it for a long time, but we had decided that we wanted to change some things up with the branding. And then we had the opportunity to go to Matt Purcell's Brand Yourself workshop last week, which was amazing. It was a really cool experience. Got to hang out with some cool people.
Shout out to Matt Purcell,
master at what he does. And me and Tim came home that night and were just like pumped and amped and excited to work on our businesses, but also work on Ambience. And we actually finished the entire branding suite off like that night in a 2 hour period, which we'd probably spent, I don't know, 2 months or something doing.
Oh man, way longer.
Previously to that, like, I don't know, 3 months, whatever we've been doing. We've just been procrastinating and we came back with this really clear vision of what we wanted our brand to look like. And in that chat that we were talking about, like, it was so clear. Like, I feel like the first like a sentence that he said was kind of like something to do with like in 2025, 2024, 2025, like influencers are out and experts are in. And for me,
And Tim, we looked at each other and we're like, oh, okay. Like, and we felt like we really, like, I'm going to pump ourselves up a little bit here and say that we feel like we are probably experts in this field. And we do feel like that we have good information to give you guys out there, whether you're a business owner, whether you're planning a wedding. And then we were like, okay, let's pump this out. Let's smash this branding out. Let's make sure we're confident and excited with the direction that we're taking. Let's make sure we're elevating it so that whatever we put out, when people look at Ambience, the wedding podcast, they can also see our businesses inside that as well. And I'm going to go out there and say it. I don't think that we had that feeling when we did Make It Epic as a brand.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And, you know, there, we do have to give a shout out to, you know, the help that we have received along the way. And, you know, we will get these people, on. And, you know, these are, these are coaches, designers, graphic designers, and brand strategists that have really, you know, helped us understand, you know, what do we need to do to understand who we are and the value that we offer? What is our brand message? What is our brand voice? And obviously we had to do that individually as a person, what that meant for our business, and then how does that reflect onto a podcast where Matt and I are both combining our skills to provide value to you guys. So, and that's not an easy process, you know.
That was a deep sentence. I like that.
Good. Thanks, mate. Thank you. But I think going through that has really given me so much more of an understanding of, you know, why we make certain decisions with branding. You know, why, how our tone of voice, you know, how our message, you know, reflects the work that we do, and it attracts our tribe. And I think that was so solidified when we went to that Brand Yourself with Matt Purcell. And it's almost like, you know, some lights come on at that moment where we're like, let's get this done. Like, let's not procrastinate anymore. And look, to be honest, you and I don't really procrastinate. We're doers. We take action.
We just didn't back ourselves. I don't think that, like, the problem with this branding is we wanted to do it once and we want to do it properly, and we didn't want to have to come back and, I suppose, look at this again and like second guess what we were doing. We wanted to make sure that we were confident with what we were delivering. We wanted to make sure that it was all on point and the brand was like Mickey Mouse. And I think that's why we got to this point where we were like, all right, let's make decisions tonight, because we're amped and pumped about it, and we're super excited for it. So I guess to digress a bit, after going to that workshop, I definitely think that me and Tim are going to put ourselves out there more personally, put ourselves out there and share more about who we are, and why we do what we do on a daily basis. And probably, like, not just why did we start the podcast, because we've probably told everybody that in a roundabout way 1,000 times already. But I think we're definitely going to, dive deep into who we are, who our businesses are, what we do on a daily basis, which I'm excited for, because we've interviewed a lot of people so far, but we've never interviewed each other. So that'll be awesome.
Amazing. I cannot wait. But mate, let's start a new trend of actually sticking to our our podcast times.
I think that, I definitely am excited for the new chapter in what we are doing. And we want you guys to, I guess, let us know what you think about the new branding. Like, we'd love to hear from you guys. You can jump onto our socials. We are going to have, obviously, there's a new Instagram handle out there at the moment, and we're going to leave it in the show notes so you guys can jump on, follow us. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a DM. Tell us what you think. And if you, I don't know, if you want us to, like, I don't know, find out more about me and Tim, or, you know, any of that sort of stuff, or you want us to chat about a specific subject, now we are back on board. We are recording episodes weekly. Let us know.
Cannot wait. Join us on this journey. Love to have you.
Bye.